What if everything you've been told about debt is wrong? Warren Buffett famously said, "If you're smart, you don't need leverage. If you're dumb, you shouldn't be using it." Yet his own company, Berkshire Hathaway, strategically employs billions in debt despite having mountains of cash. This contradiction reveals something profound. The rules the wealthy play by differ dramatically from the advice handed to everyone else. Most Americans live paycheck to paycheck, scrambling to pay off mortgages while their retirement accounts gather dust. Meanwhile, corporations routinely use debt to supercharge returns, and the wealthy maintain mortgages they could easily pay off. This isn't hypocrisy, it's strategy. The question isn't whether debt is good or bad. The real question is, why are we so eager to eliminate the one financial tool that could transform our futures? The conventional playbook, work hard, save diligently, eliminate debt fast, fails spectacularly. The evidence? 76% of Americans live paycheck to paycheck, fewer than 25% have 6 months saved, and working households face a $6.8 to $14 trillion retirement gap. Our anti-debt obsession isn't solving these problems, it's fueling them. Compound interest rewards early action dramatically. Starting at 20, you need $360 monthly to reach $1 million by 65. Wait until 60? You'll need $14,261 monthly, a 77% difference. Jennifer invests $20,000 between ages 20 to 29, then stops. Josh starts at 30, investing $70,000 over 35 years. Jennifer finishes with $88,000 more, purely from starting earlier. Aggressively paying down a 4% mortgage versus investing the difference often costs $100,000 plus over 30 years. Yet most advice urges the opposite: sacrifice irreplaceable compound growth years to eliminate low-interest debt. This is conventional wisdom's hidden cost, not what you lose, but what you never gain. Not all debt deserves equal treatment. Oppressive debt, payday loans, credit cards charging 18 to 25% annually makes you continually poorer. The average American household carries over $15,000 in credit card debt. If your mortgage costs 4% while credit cards charge 14%, prioritizing credit card payoff saves 10% annually, worth $1,500 yearly and potentially $60,000 over 40 years. This is financial triage. Stop the bleeding first. Working debt serves specific purposes with moderate rates between 2 to 8%, mortgages, student loans, business loans. Attack loans above 8% aggressively. For 4 to 8%, take a balanced approach. Below 4%, make minimum payments while building assets elsewhere. Enriching debt is strategically maintained despite having means to pay it off. Consider Erica and Raj, who inherit $1 million. Buying a $500,000 house outright and investing $500,000 generates $30,000 annually at 6% return. Instead, putting 20% down with a $400,000 mortgage at 3% lets them invest $900,000, generating $46,000 net income, $16,000 more annually with the same net worth. This is enriching debt, using leverage to amplify returns while managing risk. The wealthy understand this instinctively. Financial life evolves through distinct phases, requiring different strategies. The LIFE framework, launch, independence, freedom, and equilibrium, balances debt management with strategic asset building throughout your journey. Launch, net worth less than 50% of annual income. Eliminate oppressive debt. Build 1 month's income in checking and 3 months in savings. Maintain retirement contributions for employer matching. Target 18% total savings over 3 to 5 years. This phase builds your foundation. Independence, 50 to 200% of annual income. Maintain zero oppressive debt. Expand to 3 months cash in checking, 6 months total with savings. Increase retirement savings to 6 times monthly income. Establish a big life changes fund with 9 months income. This transforms survival into stability. Freedom, 200 to 500% of annual income. Shift from debt reduction to wealth building. direct savings toward retirement accounts and investments rather than mortgage principal. Your debt ratio falls through asset growth, not debt reduction. Your money starts working harder than you do. Equilibrium. Assets exceed 5x annual income. Retirement becomes primary focus. Debt naturally falls to 23.8% of assets, with retirement savings at 62%. At 30x annual income, debt becomes optional, beneficial only for withdrawal rates between 3 to 6% to reduce taxes and improve sustainability. Brandon and Teresa's $60,000 income with a $195,000 mortgage demonstrates the power of parallel investing. Paying off the mortgage first over 21.6 years, then saving, leaves them with just $159,000 by age 65. But maintaining the mortgage while investing $9,000 annually from the start yields $685,000, generating $27,000 yearly income plus Social Security. That's over $500,000 more wealth from identical income and expenses. This strategy requires at least 15% savings rates. A key advantage, continuous funding of both taxable and tax-deferred accounts enables rebalancing through new purchases rather than sales, minimizing taxable events. Monte Carlo simulations using historical data show this balanced approach with 15 to 20% savings over 35 to 40 years offers 95% confidence of comfortable retirement, while debt-first strategies yield under 5% confidence. Even late starters in their 40s succeed with 15% savings over 25 to 30 years. The math proves strategic debt management combined with consistent investing provides the highest probability of long-term success. Before accelerating mortgage paydown, consider opportunity cost. If diversified investments can earn 7 to 10% versus your after-tax mortgage cost of 3 to 4%, investing may be wiser. Hidden home ownership costs rarely factor into calculations. Annual expenses include 2 to 3% for depreciation and maintenance, 1 to 2% for property taxes, plus 1 to 2% closing costs and 5 to 6% selling costs. For a $500,000 home, these total $25,000 to $35,000 yearly, requiring approximately 25% appreciation within 5 years just to break even. This makes renting potentially wiser for shorter timeframes. Americans irrationally prioritize debt paydown over liquidity. Paying an amortized loan's principal doesn't reduce monthly payments. It shortens the term while maintaining payment obligations. After applying a $50,000 bonus to your mortgage, you can't access that equity without refinancing or selling. Gary Brinson's 1986 study found 90% of investment returns come from asset allocation, not market timing or stock selection. Divide assets into three buckets: conservative, 6 months expenses plus funds needed within 5 years, core, long-term growth targeting inflation plus 4%, and aggressive, measured higher risk investments at 4% per position, maximum 10% of portfolio. This framework mirrors patterns found throughout nature and architecture. The golden ratio, phi 1.618, and Fibonacci sequence, 0, 1, 1, 2, 3, 5, 8, inspired this approach. As the Fibonacci sequence grows, ratios between consecutive numbers approach the golden ratio, a pattern appearing in sustainable systems everywhere. The LIFE phases follow these natural proportions. Debt ratios evolve from higher levels early to lower levels later through strategic asset building. In the equilibrium phase, debt reaches 23.8%, while retirement savings represents 62% of investment assets, proportions mirroring the golden ratio. While conventional wisdom condemns debt, strategic debt can materially enhance your finances. It expresses views on currencies and interest rates while serving as a low-correlated portfolio asset. The wealthy understand this. They maintain mortgages they could pay off because they grasp opportunity cost. That $500,000 in a diversified portfolio earning 7% generates $35,000 annually, while paying off a 3% mortgage saves only $15,000, a $20,000 annual difference, or $800,000 over 40 years. Your financial future depends on understanding which debt to keep, which to eliminate, and how to make every dollar work toward your goals.